There's another area that we're going to concentrate on in the Farm Bill that, frankly, in times past, we've sometimes given a wink and a nod to, and that's the issue of alternative energy. I can't tell you how excited I am about the opportunities that we have in America today in the area of alternative energy, and particularly as it relates to our farm operators, our folks who are involved in production agriculture. We had a group of farmers in an adjoining county to my home county in southwest Georgia who commissioned a study by Georgia Tech to determine the feasibility of construction of a 100 million gallon ethanol plant in southwest Georgia. And it would have to be based upon grain being imported from the Midwest. And Georgia Tech came back with a feasibility study that was very positive. And we now have these folks out trying to raise the capital to build that 100 million gallon plant, and they're going to do it. And they're going to be successful with it. So we are seeing ethanol spread out from the Midwest, and that's exciting to me, not just because it's an opportunity for our consumers to get cheaper alternative fuels and to make us less dependent on foreign imports, but it's exciting to me because it opens up a whole new realm in agriculture. We may not be able to grow the corn in the abundance that folks do in the Midwest, but we've got other crops that we can grow. Switchgrass is one that's being talked about now. It's a real opportunity for us. Sugarcane in Louisiana, sugarcane in South Florida can be grown in abundance. We know that Brazil manufactures 100% of their ethanol from sugarcane.